Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Parks and Recreation Director Doug Byland about the new ice rink coming to Indianola.
New ice rink coming to the city of Indianola, put on by Parks and Rec with some help. Tell us a little bit about the new ice rink coming.
We've had a lot of input that they would like to have an ice rink in Indianola. We haven't had one here for 20 or 30 years. So an opportunity arose with the Iowa Wild, and they will donate their hockey rink system that we'll install out at Pickard Park this winter. We're really, really excited about this. Something to try to do, especially to improve the quality of life in the wintertime for our citizens and visitors in Indianola. So.
Well, I'm from Minnesota, so I certainly know all the benefits of a local ice rink. Tell us a little bit how this came about with you putting the feelers out there. The Iowa Wild have been big in parts of the community doing this as well.
Right. So the Iowa Wild have been donating hockey rinks to other metro communities in the past several years. We knew that. We've been watching those communities and what's worked there and hasn't worked for them. But we've also had a relationship with the Wild with, you know, hockey nights and Indianola nights at their arena. So we've had a little relationship with them as it goes throughout the years. This year they approached us and asked us if Indianola would be interested in doing that. And we, of course, said yes. It's a no-brainer. It's going to be a great partnership. So
tell us a little bit about what's going to happen with the ice rink at Pickard Park, because, like you said, what should people expect when it's going to be up, and how is it going to be constructed?
So sometime in later November, middle or late November, we'll get all the boards up, get all the sides and things up. Then once the weather gets cold enough, gets to be about 28 degrees all the time, at least for 7 days in a row, or at least the forecast is that, we'll have the fire department come out, and they have agreed to fill it with water, approximately four inches of ice. And then hopefully within a week or so, then we'll be able to get it open. So late December, early January, best case scenario, we want a little cold weather, even though we don't want winter that bad, but we want to make sure the ice is going to be safe for people to use. So
how can people come use this new ice rink?
Yeah, so it'll be open 7 days a week during the daytime. Up until noon, it'll be kind of reserved for hockey use. So if people want to come out and skate around with their hockey gear on and get the puck out and play little games here and there, they can do that. After that, from noon till sundown, we will have it available for just regular ice skating for families, to teach their two-year-olds how to skate for the first time, hopefully, and families and friends and everybody to have a good time there. So it'll be open. It won't be charged. The only thing we will do is we'll have to check it every day to make sure it's safe. So if it gets too hot, ice isn't too slushy or something like that, we'll put a red sign up that says it's closed for that day.
What are the benefits you think that this ice rink is going to bring to the community here in Indianola?
Our mission is obviously to improve quality of life for the community and visitors. So this is going to be an addition to what we can offer in the wintertime, outdoor recreation. A lot of us are used to doing basketball and playing volleyball and other things like that in the wintertime, but we don't necessarily have ice rinks. So we'll have to go, in the past you've had to go to Des Moines or somewhere else to go ice skating. So now you'll be able to do that here. We'll hopefully bring people into town. They'll want to come. Again, for me, it doesn't matter to me what kind of recreation we offer. We have to have something for people to do. So this will be for families, for grandparents with grandkids during the daytime. Boyfriend and girlfriend can go out there on a Saturday afternoon and skate around for a couple hours. So it's just going to be a great benefit for everybody in town.
If someone wanted to learn more information about this, where should they go and what should they look for?
Yep. We'll have information up on our website at IndianolaIowa.gov under the Parks and Recreation tab there. You can always call our office at 961-9420. We'll have information out there as to what the rules are, what the times are, when we're going to open it. We'll keep people updated on our Facebook. Come visit our Facebook page. Be a friend on our Facebook page. We'll have regular updates on when that's open and closed and when it's ready to go. So,
and what should people expect, just one final time, when it's opening, when you hope to get it up at some point, and what people should look for?
Yep. So we will hope to have everything ready, weather permitting, by January 1st. If it's colder earlier, we'll be earlier. Again, we will let people know out there with social media and signs around the community to let people know it's earlier. But that's our hope, is by January 1st at the latest, everything should be up and running.
thanks to Doug Byland for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.